Hello and welcome to the Home Uplink podcast. Today's the first day of fall.
It is.
It is.
It is Wednesday
9/22/2021. Day. Happy fall. I hope everyone had a good summer.
Yeah, summer's over.
Summer's over.
Let's, here comes bring fall. Bring down the heat.
Yeah, well, I mean, it wasn't even that bad, but yeah, let's take it down a notch.
Yeah.
You know, change the leaves color, you know?
Exactly.
Let's go.
Yep.
But today we're going to be talking about something that, in particular, maybe you're new, maybe you're as a realtor or a real estate agent, excuse me, I'm not sponsored, you know, as a real estate agent, something like that,
or even in general, client who goes and tours these places.
You know, we've been touring some properties recently and, you know, we find that sometimes, you know, vacant properties, the only people really going to them are the agents and clients and whatnot. So, you know, there's some things that, you know, think of this as the etiquette episode, right? You know, yes. We're going to be talking about little things real estate agents and clients should do when they go into a property, just to make sure that you're being polite. You know, it's not your space type thing, especially if it's, I mean, if it has a tenant in place, obviously, but even if it's vacant, right?
Well, I mean, that's one thing too, is if it does have a tenant in place, please be a little bit more cautious around their belongings, or they might have a pet on property, or
whatever it may be.
I mean, you know, your agent is supposed to book a time to where that, you know, you guys can have pretty much no problems seeing the property, but sometimes things arise and there might be a tenant, or there might be somebody who is also there, another agent, or, you know, and just be courteous of those situations because they can happen. I mean, for example, me and Zach showed a property yesterday and it was in a large building. And we're looking for a specific unit. So there's a lady standing outside, and be cordial with the people who live around the units because you don't want to be that jerk who's just like, rah, rah, rah. You know, I was like, hey, do you mind what unit 192? And she's basically standing in front of it. But at the same time, it's like, I'm an real estate agent. You live here, obviously. You live in a unit somewhere around here, so you don't need to call the police.
Yeah.
Because I'm walking into this house that you don't recognize. And thank you for giving me your guidance to get to this place, and now I'm not going to have any issues.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it goes as far as tread lightly. But it's also, you know, the whole, normally when you go to some sort of safety course on this, they'll talk about how when you go up to a house that you're going to show, more than likely when you're trying to get the key, or when you get the key and you open it up, normally you want to knock before you open the door,
especially if it's a tenant occupied.
Normally you want to go ahead and knock on the door, you're not expecting somebody to be there, but just as a common courtesy.
It's a knock, 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 open the door slightly and yell, real estate agent here, or realtor here, or is anybody home, real estate agent, and just announce yourself. And just in case somebody is, you know, oh crap, I was in the shower, or, oh yeah, I totally forgot I was on a business call and you guys scheduled a 1:30 and now you're here. Give me a minute. It's way easier than come on in, guys. Oh, hey, buddy, what are you doing here?
Just hopping out of the shower, looking good.
Yeah. The towel looks a little small on you, but hey,
looking good,
great. You know, so it's walking into a property. Not to mention, I still to this day get a little bit of anxiety because every lockbox situation is different, and it could be a mechanical lockbox, it could be a electronic lockbox, it could be a combination lockbox, it could be all these different ones that you basically have to learn on the fly, because obviously you don't want to look like a, you know, like you don't know what you're doing, but you know, you want to make sure that all your ducks in a row to when you walk up to that property, you're not caught off guard and you're like, oh wait, this is a combination, and I thought it was an electronic. So I actually have to call the agent to get the combination locks. So give me a minute. You know, so you always want to read your notes prior to going to the property to make sure that, A, you have the information you need walking in, and B, you look ready to go. So when entering the property, you know, oh, just go crazy. Yeah, you know, it's your time to dance. But
yeah, now the light's on you. You know, the limelight is yours.
This
right
is
now.
Your showtime.
Yeah.
This is where you walk around and you say, absolutely gorgeous kitchen.
Yeah.
And they've upgraded.
Look at those vaulted ceilings.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Are those double pane glass?
Brand new AC unit. Oh my gosh. Look at this wood flooring, not linoleum. Not a laminate floor.
Laminate. That's wood right there.
That's actual wood.
That's wood. I wonder who chopped down that tree. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Elbow them. You know what I mean?
That's your job. I mean, you're now
selling it.
You have to. I mean,
yeah.
You know, some agents are
open the door, have fun.
I will answer questions and I'll wait outside and hop on your phone kind of thing. And then some of the agents are like, come on in. The party's starting now.
Are those jets in the tub?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Imagine that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Could you imagine a long day at work and then coming home and sitting in your jacuzzi tub?
Oh my goodness.
I mean, doesn't that sound amazing? Hope it works, but it looks really nice.
Yeah, exactly.
So look at that little loft area. You could totally like hang, you know, Christmas decorations. I can already see it now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and that's your job. I mean, you are the agent. Hopefully you're taking it seriously and you're not being a jokester like us right now, but you know, that's kind of what
I mean.
You know, people want to get excited walking into a house. They don't want to be like, no, so this is a three bedroom, two bath.
All right. This is you just go take a look and I'll just turn the, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. So at the end of this, you're just going to come out and I'll go back in and turn off all the lights and make sure everything's locked up and we'll go to the next one. It's like,
Yeah, you want to get them in there. You want to get them excited. You know, you want to get them ready to purchase this house. You know what I mean?
See car salesmen saying that
it's okay. This car's okay.
You know, this car is fine.
Yeah.
It'll get you to point A to point B.
Yeah. Every car salesman I've ever talked to has gone, oh, you're looking at this one? Well, let me tell you about, okay, now that is a good car, but let me tell you about this one.
Yeah.
And then they take me to the same car, but it's got leather seats and it's $5,000 more expensive.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want leather seats. And they're like, are you sure?
Yeah. They're heated.
They're pleather.
Yeah. They're heated.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay. That's not really what I'm looking for. But the navigation screen is 2 inches bigger.
Yeah. It's 1/4 inch larger.
I didn't know if you noticed that.
Also, the cup holder, it can fit a big lug.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh,
man.
You sold. You got me.
Yeah.
All right.
You're done.
All right. That's worth 5 G's to me. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Write it up.
No, it's, out. You know, we're joking, but it's how you conduct business, obviously. But, you know, in terms of etiquette when showing a property, you want to be courteous when you walk in. But then at the same time, you know, when you're showing the property off, you know, you're probably going to turn some lights on because you're not going to be trying to look at everything in the dark.
No.
And you're probably going to see and make sure, you know, as long as it doesn't say, you know, don't turn sink on, no water, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You're probably going to make sure that there's water and the pipes work.
Toilet
and blah,
does
blah,
not
blah,
flush.
You know?
Please do not flush toilet.
Exactly. You know, unless there's something in there. But, you know, and when you're walking around, you don't want to, you know, look in anything. Especially if someone's living there. If it's vacant, okay, yeah, it is what it is. If you're going to look in the cabinets in the kitchen, sure, why not? Deep they are, you know, that sort of thing. There's not dressers to look through. You're going to look in the closet to see how big it is, yada, yada, yada. But when somebody's living there, you probably don't want to do that because chances are pretty good you're going to open the closet and be like, oh, that's all their stuff.
Oh, you know, wow, that's really nice. Like purple.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I mean, yeah, they're you know, they have some really nice sock collections in their drawer. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's
It's different.
It's different. I mean, especially as a client and a realtor, I mean, you know, the realtor should understand that you're reflecting the people you're bringing in, right? So even if you're trying to be as courteous as possible, you should still try and have the clients that you're working with also be professional as well.
Correct.
Because, you know, what prompted this really is, you know, you go into a vacant property, for instance, right? And normally you'll try and turn the lights off. You'll try and make sure all the doors are locked.
Yeah.
You'll try and make sure, you know, when you go in and when you leave, it's you know, taken. It's as if you wanted it, right? It's the same way you would want it. You would want the place locked up and you're not paying for electricity that you don't need because nobody else is going to be there.
Yeah, right? I don't want to walk into a house that's been shuffled around and then try and fix someone else's mess because then it makes me feel paranoid like someone's going to think that I did it. I have the OCD sometimes where I literally have to go back and check the door like after I've gotten my car just to make sure that I locked it, to make sure that if some other real estate agent shows up, they don't just walk in and you're like, oh, wow, this was ready to, whoever opened this last didn't do that.
Didn't lock. Yeah, didn't do their job.
It's such a, I mean, I don't know why, but it gives me some anxiety just because, I don't know, it's like that tapping thing. Some people have to tap things. Some people have to, like, you know, hit their feet on something. I don't know. I have to make sure that, because I'm normally having a conversation when we're leaving. I'm normally talking to the client or, you know, I'm not paying 100% attention to closing up shop, right? Because a lot of people have questions. They're like, oh, how big was this again? Oh, so you have to look in your paperwork. Oh, it was 1,120 square feet. Oh, you know, what are they asking per square footage? Oh, $174 a square. You know, like, you have to be ready on the fly for those kind of questions. And they could be asking you throughout the whole visit. And yeah, sometimes I do have to stop and go, okay, just give me one more minute. I just want to make sure everything that I either turned on or checked or closed or opened is back to where it was, and then walk out of the property and do the whole, okay, the door is locked. You know, like that is,
yeah,
that, I don't know. I have a little bit of anxiety leaving a property when I know that I was, you know, a little bit, you know, in a conversation or sidetracked.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that goes to show, it definitely does, because chances are, you know, you're going to forget to turn a light off or something like that when you're sitting there trying to answer questions and also walk through the property with someone.
Yeah.
You know, that's the whole thing. Some properties you've walked into, you know, they have like lights and random bedrooms on and mm-hmm. blah, 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 stuff like that. Or like the garage doors unlocked or, you know, there's a few things where it's like, okay, I mean, you know, everyone can get sidetracked, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, doing a quick walkthrough of the property as you're leaving, you know, saying to your client, hey, you know, I just got to make sure this place is, you know, sealed up because I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be the reason there's lights on or, you know, there's doors unlocked or something like that. Uh-huh. You know, it's just a courteous thing. It's like, you know, it's a common courtesy. The same way that, like, you know, you don't want to walk in and be like, ah, I'm going to hold on. Let me turn the sink on to make sure it works. And you don't turn the sink on, you know, or you don't turn the sink off. And it's like, oh, well, great. Awesome. You know, that I'm sure they want to sit there and pay the water bill, you know, until the next guy comes in and goes, why is the sink on? You know,
I mean, water's pretty cheap out here. So who cares?
Right? Yeah. Who cares? Right. Let's check if the shower works. All right. No, it's more just like a common courtesy thing when you go in, you know, make sure the screen doors are locked or the side doors if it has a patio or something, you know. Yeah. Make sure that, you know, if you're going to sit there and you're going to walk through the place or if there's, you know, storage closets or, like, you know, even so much as, like, you know, I've seen times where people have opened up the cupboards and kitchens, all of them, and not to close the doors.
Yeah.
It's like, what, do ghosts live there? It's like, yeah. I don't need the people who I'm bringing in to walk into the kitchen and be like, why are all the doors open? Yeah. It's like, okay, well, maybe there's ghosts rattling them. I don't know.
Why are all the sinks running?
And yeah, the pantry doors are all open. It's like, oh, well, there's the, that's Casper.
Do you believe in spirits?
Yeah, Casper, he's friendly.
Yeah. Well, the previous owner passed away. That's why this
doesn't That's why it's so cheap.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no. We can't tell you that, mind you. That's not something that can be disclosed.
You can do your own research.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, you know, if somebody, you know, it's not disclosed.
Yeah.
But No, I think we just wanted to go over it really quick. It was something we saw yesterday.
And you know, another quick point is you always want to leave a business card.
Yeah, definitely.
So the proper etiquette, and you know, this sometimes is new to people, or you know, clients sometimes ask me why I do it, but if you're listing a property and you know, want to show the amount of traffic, you know, you can tell your clients, oh yeah, we had 4 or 5 showings today. Basically, and you know, yeah, they could basically say, oh, that's great. But what you want to do is they either want to see it physically. So if they see 4 or 5 business cards sitting on the counter or by the door or in the kitchen, it's a positive reinforcement of, oh, this place is getting traffic. Not to mention too, if you're the selling agent, you want to make sure that you keep in contact with some of those agents as well. Like, I will run to that property after a long day of showings, and I will go grab the stack of, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 cards, and then I'll text or email those agents to see what kind of opinions they have. And sometimes I've gotten agents who are like, yeah, it's not really for them, and then I cross them off the board. And sometimes I've got agents who are like, they love it, they're writing an offer, and we're going forward with this in like the next 20 minutes. And it's like, that right there is exactly why you're getting paid. You're now starting the conversation with, oh, I might have an offer coming in soon. So, I mean, I always do. I mean, it's just a custom to drop a card in the I normally do it in the kitchen, on the counter, somewhere that someone's going to see if they ever go in the kitchen. And I normally get some sort of callback or email or text from the listing agent asking me my opinion on the property. So I recommend doing that. It's just more of a common courtesy. And then it also shows that you do actually have some sort of, you know, respect and some sort of accountability that you went to that property.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's pretty much just a show saying like, oh, I made a an appointment to come
I booked an appointment, right? And I actually held that appointment and I showed what I was supposed to show. And you know, yeah, they might not have liked it, or yeah, it didn't really work for them, but I didn't waste your time.
Yeah. Which is nothing anybody wants wasted.
No.
But yeah, I mean, we just wanted to go over it really quick. Just a little thing on common courtesy and etiquette when showing properties and stuff.
It's more of something you learn through experience.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I first started, I didn't have someone holding my hand and saying, this is how you open up an electronic lockbox, or this is how you do this, so this is what you make sure to do. And you kind of have to learn on the fly, because no one likes to look like they're new. So, you know, giving out a little bit more of a tidbit of, this is how we handle situations, might help you in the near future. But in that, you know, today was going to be short and sweet because everybody's out enjoying their first day of fall. It is a gorgeous day here. And we, you know, appreciate, again, everybody stopping by and taking their time. And we have gotten a little bit busier lately, so we have not been able to jump on as many podcasts. We are invited as mentors to a new app that is launching called Wisdom. Basically, it is a informational-based app, which is very funny because that's exactly what we do here. But we were invited to be top mentors to take the beta on and see how it works. Or basically, it's almost like a podcast to the extent of, you can have people joining you in the middle and asking specific questions as well, instead of having to, you know, read emails or, you know, get fan mail and all that stuff. So check us out. If you have any questions on this, of course, email us to admin@homeuplink.com. You can check out the website as well. HomeUplink is up and running. It's pulling open houses daily with turn-by-turn directions. We're starting to get our own sponsors on there as well, which is absolutely fantastic. So we're actually having some more learning material with insurance companies and mortgage companies and everything like that. So, you know, take your time, look it out. And again, thank you again for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for coming back and listening yet again. We'll see you on the next one. Thanks for stopping by.